We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
11:01, hour number two of Show and Vern. And remember, Show and Vern is presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclynn.com. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That over there is Joshua Lamont Vernier and Steve Serta, plugging away, giving it everything he's got, producing this bad boy today. I want to go two legs deep into this. We understand yesterday was a big day in this city. It was election day, and Quentin Lucas, who I think was on with Fesco earlier today and was on with The Drive a couple of days ago, no chance in hell he'd ever join us. He is the new mayor-elect. And I know when Carrington had himself on and the other one who was running against Jolie Justice, they had discussions about the big hot-button sports issues. And we all know the number one sports issues that you come to when it comes to politics in this city, and that is building. And building a new stadium and changing where the stadiums are and those things. And that's a conversation that you can have all the time. And that's the Pete Rose convo. That's a conversation you have any time. But listening to Carrington and Sean discuss their thoughts on it yesterday really made it really make a lot of sense to me, Vern. And tell me if this makes sense to you and anyone listening, Show and Vern family. Man, to me, it's not about the new stadium, Jack. It's not about the feel for most of you of Kauffman Stadium at Arrowhead are not so important, and that they are like Lambeau or Soldier or Fenway or Wrigley. No, it's not like that. Because Kemper Arena was an important thing. And we forgot about Kemper Arena in 5 minutes when the Sprint Center was built. And I know many of you have many moments in Arrowhead and Kauffman like you did at Kemper. I know I did. Many of you saw your first concert at Kemper like I did when it was Hammer, MC Hammer, Boys to Men, and Jodeci. And it couldn't
That's not real.
And it wasn't Boys to Men because Jodeci had to perform as Boys to Men as well because their manager had just gotten killed. I know many of you, that was your first concert.
I don't believe that was a real concert.
I know, yes, it was. And I know many of you went to the Velvet Rope Tour at Kemper Arena. And I'll give a moment of silence for you all to have that time and remember what it was like when Janet was there. I know many of you remember that. I know those were high memories at Kemper Arena. But as soon as you got the new facility, it was gone. It's not about the stadiums to me or any of the other stuff that is wrapped around it with the parking and all that. What it to me comes down to, and it didn't come so clear to me besides listening to Carrington and Sean yesterday, Vern, is it's where do you want your city and what tier do you want your city? And listen, I don't want to come down on anybody, whichever side you stand on, because I think too many times in this particular topic, we come down on one side and say the other side is stupid or the other side is dumb for feeling that way. No, you can understandably feel whichever way you want and shouldn't be called out in a negative way for it. But it really what it comes down to, Vern, is what do you want this city to be? Do you want this city to be in the tier of Buffalo and San Antonio, and there is nothing wrong with that? Or do you want this city to be in a tier and jump up a tier? There are three cities that come to mind in the last 10, 15 years, Vern, that have changed tiers. They are Minneapolis. Minneapolis has changed tiers. They've built infrastructure. They have created a lot of things in terms of transportation, public transit, where they have jumped up in a tier than they were 10, 15 years ago. Austin is another one. Austin has jumped up from just being a college town to they are a city that is growing in a major way, and a city that the three of us just came from, Nashville. I lived in Nashville for 5 years, and I left there in 2008. It is nothing anywhere near to what it was then. You think Broadway was amazing? Broadway was nothing when I was in Kansas or when I lived in Nashville. Not anywhere near to what it was. Those cities were in a place where the people living there were ready for their city to grow, and that means more population. They were ready to go to the next tier. That's really what this is about. Not about no damn stadium. It's really about when that happens, if a stadium and those things are done, if they build a new Arrowhead with a roof on it, they move downtown, that means more people are going to be wanting to come in, more events are going to be wanting to come in, and it's going to be a different tier of a city. And I think that's what the fight is, Vern.
Protein LZ with a purpose, text line 69306. Listener 8900 says, preach, brother, show, preach. Where does it take them? A downtown ballpark, look, a roof on Arrowhead could bring you a Super Bowl, sure. I personally don't know where Kansas City can climb to.
I'm not saying, obviously, on the Boston level or anything like that. I'm just saying it raises a tier. Just like when Kansas City built Power and Light and the Sprint Center downtown and their downtown became something, it made more people move in. I've talked to people who from Omaha or Iowa who all like, man, when Kansas City seemed bigger in downtown, I moved. I bet there are people down here listening who moved once downtown became a bigger thing. And they're more, it's like that in Nashville, man. They're popular. The amount of people that have moved into Nashville in the last decade.
Yeah, I can't see Kansas City ever being the party that Nashville has become.
Well, not necessarily has to be a party, just more people here.
Indianapolis is brought up a lot, and how much that stadium downtown helped bringing the Colts down. A new stadium for the Colts. It's to me, Indianapolis still isn't a place that I'm seeking out. Maybe this is a reflection of me, but I don't know what Kansas City would have to do to make themselves suddenly attractive to tourists, a destination city. I'll admit Nashville is a destination for like a bachelor party, bachelorette party,
but
something
never,
like that.
But it never was before then. Okay. In the last 10 years, it never was.
But to and me, they went, okay, and they, but Ron, a baseball stadium doesn't make this a destination city, in my opinion. Putting a roof on Arrowhead doesn't make it a destination city. It's just a different place to go and watch the Royals and the Chiefs. You have to be a baseball fan or a football fan to want to come here to begin with. Putting a stadium in a different spot, that to me won't make this city any different. Now, it could make the people that live here, it could make going downtown something that we locals want to do a little bit more than we're doing right now. I'll give you that. But the only way, in my opinion, you change tiers on a national level is by becoming attractive to tourists. And to me, stadiums are not the avenue for that.
Totally disagree, because the stadium in Sprint Center changed the entirety of downtown and how people feel. Vern, when you move a stadium downtown, we all know when you move, if you move the Royals downtown, that means public transit downtown has to improve. That means the skyline and everything, like Quentin Lucas was saying on Bob's podcast. That happens. We build more things downtown and more. That's what happened in Nashville. They decided, okay, all of this stuff on Broadway, we're going to turn this into, we're going to build more buildings. There are high rises going up downtown. There's more condos and lofts going on downtown. They then took all of those bars and all of those places and put the rooftop top stuff on it and made down. Anytime your downtown is expanded, and if the Royals were to move their stadium downtown, the downtown would be expanded. That brings more people in, not just to visit. This brings more people in to live. And we know in the Midwest, there aren't a lot of these cities that get huge events. Minneapolis is getting almost all of the events because everything they have built. And they've stepped up. There's not, Chicago doesn't have a place with a roof. They don't have places where they can host things. Indianapolis has become the second place. Kansas City gets a roof and creates something around Arrowhead that is more than just a damn Denny's. And it just creates more jobs and more people wanting to come down here.
And the Burger King is new over there by the stadiums as well.
Connected to the
Protein House, eat with a purpose. Text line 69306. Listener 22, show your spot on. Listener 901, Vern, it's not going to happen suddenly, but it all helps a lot with the persona of this no longer being flyover country. No listener number here from the 816. I'm starting to think that Ron is not that dumb.
I'll take it. I just think what it's about, it's not truly about a stadium. It is truly about what tier you're wanting your city to be in. And there's nothing wrong with it in either way. If you want your city to still be on the line of Buffalo and San Antonio, that makes total sense, man. You don't want it. I hear people who say, I don't want to be bigger. I don't want to be Minneapolis. Or do you want to grow and be Minneapolis? Because this city can do that. It can do that. And when you bring stuff like that downtown, I just think that's what the argument's about. I think you can wrap all of that stuff up with the airport. It's not about, no, I don't want a better airport. No. Do you want your city to be a different tier? Oh, public transit? Nope. Not really about that. Do you want your city to be a different tier?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.